boys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle great. Those were the days.
All right, how's that for an intro? It's Wednesday, December the 17th, 2025. This is the Fakeologist Show. Now, in 1 week, it's Christmas Eve, and I definitely will not be in the studio to do a broadcast. So whether I do a broadcast Monday or Tuesday, I'm not sure, but just so everyone knows, we'll not be here next Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or maybe the day after that too. So this is Fakeologist Show. That was the intro to All in the Family, and it's relevant because, well, let me see if one of my co-hosts, Fake Nukes Phil, knows why.
Oh, are you talking about the Rob Reiner hoax?
Correct. Well, is it a hoax or is it not? I have no idea, but
everything's a hoax to Phil.
Me too. I mean, I'm similar. Phil and I are quite similar in that respect. So yes, what is happening?
Okay,
He never got killed.
Okay.
I don't believe their son slit their throats. That's the most gruesome way to murder somebody.
Do you think they're dead?
No, I think they're
The parents are still alive. They're telling you they're dead, but they're still alive.
Well, wait. Who's telling us they're dead?
I'm just asking. Look, I don't give two shits about Rob Reiner. I really don't care whether he's dead or alive. You know, don't matter to me. Okay.
Well, you and Donald Trump have something in common.
What's that?
Donald Trump doesn't care that he's dead either.
That's right.
What do I care about a movie star if he's dead or alive? Why would I care about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know why you're spelling out N-I-G-E-R, but if you're trying to spell out the name of a country in Africa, otherwise, if you're going to... I do ban people in the chat for spamming and doing stupid things, just like... Oh, by the way, let me introduce Jim Rizzoli from the Jim Rizzoli channel on BitChute. Welcome, Jim.
Hi there.
Yeah, if you're gonna troll and be disrespectful or a pain, I will block you on YouTube since you are on YouTube. So I have no problem like Jim throwing around the ban hammer because people are distracting and annoying, and there's a whole section on my Fakeologist blog about comment flooding and comment steering. These are people that just go in there and disrupt. Now, I know Jim is a comment moderator himself and has a lot to say about comment moderation, but it is work, and I don't want more work, more unpaid work. Let's put it that way. Yeah, ban everyone except me. Well, okay. I don't like talking to an echo chamber. I like diverse thoughts, but there's ways to do it, right, Jim?
Well, you can't be vulgar, all right? You can say whatever you want, but don't be vulgar. Don't be insulting. Try to have a conversation that you can have a conversation, and not, you know, not just saying what you want to say because you think you can say it.
Yeah, there is free speech in the world. Well, there's supposed to be, but this isn't an all free speech platform, my platform, because I pay for it. Here's someone else.
Yeah, you get some spam on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny that all of a sudden I get, and it is a problem. But anyway, so I will ban. I don't know. I get the troll army.
See, there's another reason why people get blocked is because they're being retarded. And so this guy's not being vulgar or anything. He's just being retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
but it's more distracting for the guests and everyone else. But if you want to play games in the comments, go ahead, I guess.
Well, they're trying to disrupt your show. That's what they're trying to do.
And I'm letting them do it. It's my fault. So I'm letting it happen. It does happen. So, okay. Now it's really distracting. So goodbye, Cliff. I'm going to use the old band hammer. So you're gone. And who's the other one? This is kind of fun. The other one was, it's all Cliff. Oh, wait, Jeff. There's Jeff. Goodbye, Jeff. There you go. I'm sure they'll pop up as 50 other. I haven't given out any wrenches yet because I don't really monitor YouTube directly. I do it through the Restream. But Portal, if you want a wrench, I'll figure out how to give it to you because I'm on two different YouTubes. But anyway, let's get back to Rob Reiner. Let's stop being distracted by stupidity. Bill, do you have any videos on Rob Reiner?
I have no inside track on it. I haven't seen any crisis actors or I haven't really looked into it. I've been super busy right now getting ready for the holidays, and I've got some stuff I'm getting ready for to get me some time off next week, you know, for the holidays. And but I've been spending a little bit of time on that Bondi Beach, and that I found it this Arson Ostrovsky, and right. I see that he was playing a little trick. And he claims he doesn't know how this photo made it to the internet, but I believe he's the one who released it to the internet. Mm-hmm. And it shows him getting his face painted with some Hollywood moulage, you know, with some fake blood coming down on his head, like all of us suspected when we first saw him do that first interview. And we all, I mean, most normies were saying that looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
They forgot to put blood on the Band-Aid.
That's right. And then he took a selfie of himself in the grass, you know, as he's hiding from the bullets. And normally when you're hiding from people trying to kill you, that would be the first thing I would do is I'd take my phone out and take a selfie of myself. Yeah. But, you know,
and then do an interview.
Yeah. And so he's baiting. And I feel complimented because he's targeting you and me. He knows that us fakeologists exist, and he knows we need to be reckoned with. And so what he did is he laid out some bait for us, and it was total bait. And then he released this AI image of him getting his face painted just so that we would grab onto it and we would, you know, and so we would use it in our videos. And then he could say that we're retarded because we use AI images off the internet. Uh-huh. And so it's a game. And I think they've done it before. I think they've.
This is tricky because someone's saying, how does AI work into this? I'm confused.
So this where he's getting his face painted, you can see it in that tiny thumbnail there.
Yeah.
His T-shirt is not the same. In the interview, it said United States Marines. But on this image, it says something different than that.
Okay.
And also the blood stain on the neckline, that was not there when he did the interview with that Three Stooges bandage, the one that went around his jaw. And so he's playing a trick on us. And this guy's a lawyer. He's a civil rights lawyer from Israel. And so he was there
on October 7th, too, he said.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And that's another a big whopper, another impossibility, a statistical impossibility for him to be in two events. It's only possible if he's in on it, you know.
Let me get back. So did he make this image of the person painting his face?
I believe he did. He's claiming he doesn't know how it got onto the internet, but I believe he put it there himself.
So he's seeding the idea that this is AI.
Yeah, that just some random person with their AI studio on their computer just created this image and posted it to the internet. I guess it started on X. If you look at the Yahoo article, it describes which account started it on X, and then it just went from there, and people started spreading it around the internet, and he claims he has no idea how it got to this account, and this guy on X must have made it on his computer, you know.
So what does that do? That creates more confusion as to who's
It's to discredit us because. See, we used that image. I used it in one of my videos to show, you know, it was fake.
Okay.
But now he can say, and it was my most viewed video. I mean, I got like almost 2,000 views in less than 24 hours. I mean, and see, this is how they control the algorithms, is that because most of my videos get, you know, maybe 200 views within the first 24 hours. And so, you know, they wanted that video of mine to get a lot of views so that it would go into my most viewed file. And so that they could say, oh, this guy used that fake image off the internet, so he can't be trusted, you know. And so it's a way to banish my channel more than it already is. And it's a weapon.
Can I give my opinion here?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Here's the deal. All these pictures, all these videos, they're thrown at us to cause confusion, whether they're true or not.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was real or not. They just want to cause confusion, get everybody worked up over what's going on. So that's why, Phil, when you talk about, I got to see the pictures, you're never going to be able to see any good pictures anymore because of AI. So all your picture thinking, you know, I got to see those pictures, it's not going to happen. So how are you going to believe any event?
Because you can't trust any picture.
What's that?
There are limited. So here's the deal. So I want to see the dead terrorist that was shot on the pedestrian bridge. So I think it was the father who was killed on the pedestrian bridge. And he doesn't have any family, or nobody cares about his family. And so why can't I see his dead body? Because I don't believe he's dead. And I'm afraid he's going to come attack me tonight. And he's going to bring his rifle and he's going to bust in my door and he's going to shoot me, because the Australian police have not proven to me that he's dead. They have not shown me a picture of his dead body. And so,
even if they had it, it could be fake.
Well, so I want to see the AI version of his dead body, you know, and so they can't even do that. Okay. And that's because they don't have it. And
what this guy says, why even bother with anything? That's the point. You don't understand what they're doing to everybody. They want you to be confused. They don't want you to understand what's going on. You know, are you going here or there, whatever? And that's it. Confusion. Cause confusion.
But that's always been the point of PSYOPs, though. That's not new. So we're just we're getting a new twist on it, though, with the AI.
Go to Gemma O'Doherty's channel on
BitChute. Even I'm confused by this whole thing at this point, just regarding what Phil said, because I'm a little mixed up about just the AI part about it. But
Lynn's on. Good. Why don't you jump in here?
Yeah, Lynn. Jim wants to say hi, so you can join.
Yeah, go to Lynn. She makes passive-aggressive statements about me, and she doesn't even tell me what I'm doing wrong. She just blurts out nonsense.
Don't worry. She'll tell you. Lucas is in the restream studio house, so we can say hi. So you want me to go to Gemma's site?
Yeah, go to Gemma's BitChute channel. She found an interesting hospital photo of Arson Ostrovsky.
BitChute, and do I have Gemma on here? No, I gotta search for her name. Gemma. I wonder if this probably need the whole got it right away.
Nice.
Good job.
So there that second one there, that's Arson in the hospital room. And notice he's got a band-aid on the top of his head in the first photo, but in the second photo
that's
the thumbnail. Go to the thumbnail.
Oh, I gotta go to the thumbnail. Oh, okay, right.
Go to the thumbnail.
It started the video. So, okay.
Yeah. And in the second photo, his band-aid is off and there's no injury to the top of his head. And so this could be AI also, but here's the deal. This is real life, because I can tell that he's not connected to any IV equipment. He's not a real hospital patient, and he's posing for,
what do you mean it's AI? He could just be in a studio.
Yeah. He that could be a green screen behind him. Totally. But regardless, there's no injury to the top of his head.
By the way, I mean, this is totally sort of off topic, but not really. I just watched a YouTube video on this thing in Las Vegas called The Sphere. Have you heard of it? My God, it's a $2.3 billion multimedia immersion experience.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, it's awesome. It's really,
I never heard about it before, but they were just talking about how it's losing big money right now.
Yeah.
And it's in big danger. But my point is just the LED immersion of you're in a studio or you're in a movie theater type event with this incomplete immersive experience with all these LED screens. It's so lifelike and realistic. I think when you're in there,
oh, yeah,
you don't know where the hell you are.
When,
so have you been
when I fly into Vegas, I can see it from my from a good distance away from the airport. I can see it in the air and it's spectacular. And it does all kinds of different things. It's
well, that's kind of my point regarding what we're talking about. So we're just looking at pictures that are composites that could have LED screens where they video it as in a movie. So it's really hard to figure out what's real and what's not. But I think we should still keep trying. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Like we shouldn't give up. What, how
no.
We can't give up. Can't
yeah,
we?
I've got a, I know how they use AI and
I don't.
I know how they're using it right now. And they're using it in the way this guy Arson used it in this PSYOP and how he released a photo to the internet and he probably created it himself. And
why would he create it himself? There's whole teams of the military doing this.
He could be under the direction of Mossad. Yeah. And Mossad is telling him how to act, but
nobody
actor.
Can pull off a PSYOP on their own. Mm-hmm. This is completely orchestrated.
Oh, it is.
There's big money. There are a lot of people behind this. Well, how many people are behind, do you think, the Bondi event? I mean, let's be serious. There's got to be hundreds of people that are running this operation.
About the same as in Las Vegas when they did that shooting in 2017.
Yeah, it's not one guy is coming up with this stuff. Come on, it's a whole operation. They probably planned it for a year or two or three. Mm-hmm. They didn't just come up with it last week. Say, hey, let's try this. Mm-hmm. This is a whole thing. I think they have a calendar. A PSYOP calendar of events.
Well, yeah, I would like to get my hands
on
that calendar.
Timing is exquisite. Well, yeah, we just get it after the fact. But think about it. There probably won't be anything from now until New Year's because no one's paying attention. So it's a waste of time to release anything. So they've got it. Look at the talking points they released in the last week. The Brown thing, Brown University, Bondi, and
Rob
to
Reiner.
Take our mind off that, the Rob Reiner thing is becoming the biggest thing actually right now. That's why I brought... That's why I started off with tonight's music, because I think that's taking over
distraction. That's all it is. They want you.
Right.
The Bondi thing, which I don't care about. I just looked at it just a little bit. I don't look at most of the stuff you guys look at because it's not of interest to me. But the whole Bondi thing, what's the point of the Bondi thing?
Well, the whole Bondi thing.
You guys are getting into pitches, blah blah blah. But what's the point of it?
Holocaust overtones. You should.
Okay, that's the point. Okay, so the point is you got to look at the event and what's the thing they're pushing. Forget the event, but what are they pushing from it? Okay, as a Holocaust survivor that's supposed to have gotten killed, and it was a kid, I guess, that's supposed to be getting killed. There you go. That again, they're keeping the Holocaust topic alive so everybody hears about the Holocaust. They got to keep it alive every day, every week, every whatever. That's the point of it.
Cy Girl says what's important is not so much how they're faking it, but who is originating the actual images.
That's right.
Okay.
That's true too.
And what does she say? Until we can track these photos or videos back to their original source.
Well, how are you going
to
do that?
Well, I don't know. What's
yeah,
the source
you
of the
can't. I just have a gut feeling that he was behind it. I'm sure that Arson knows exactly how it got to the internet.
And I agree with this. Cognitive dissonance is weaponized. After a while, most people just give up and abandon the effort to figure it out because it is a lot of work. And Phil puts in a lot of time to do it. And it does take up a lot of energy.
Well, you got to move on with your life. I mean, who's got time to look into all this stuff apart from us that, you know, we have, this is our interest, right?
I don't do it. So I let Phil do it. Okay. I let Phil do it. And then
I do.
Look, this is why I like Phil, okay? Because Phil, he'll go after anything, you know what I mean? And he'll put it up there, and then I can say, okay, this is good. Okay, this is stupid. All right. And then that's good. Yeah. As long as you get someone doing it, I think it's important for someone to do it, okay? That's important.
Well, hey Phil, did you see this video about the shoes? They bring up the shoes.
Oh, the shoes
again
left behind on the beach. Yeah, yeah. I forgot to bring that up because that was so Auschwitz-y. It was just like that room in Auschwitz where they show all the abandoned shoes. And
why don't they bring up like keys or cell phones? It's always shoes, right?
Yeah, the shoe code.
They have left phones, wallets, picnics. It's and shoes. I've collected so many pairs of shoes. Because the tide was coming in,
why is she doing all the shoe collecting?
The shoreline.
Well, because she's one of them.
It's sort of. Yeah,
she's the designated shoe fetcher.
Right? Yeah. Just got to get on with it and make sure that our beautiful Bondi is brought back to, the way it should be.
All right. Well, there's shoes all the time. A lot of people say it's Masonic.
Code also happened at the Titanic when they went back to the Titanic. But that happened in 1985 when Ballard found all those pairs of abandoned shoes at the bottom of the Atlantic. And he said it was because the bodies had decomposed, but the shoe leather had remained. And so he took these cryptic photos of all these.
Well, were there shoe bones in the shoes?
No, there were no bones. Bones in the shoes, but
I think a bone will last longer than leather.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking about that. The science doesn't add up here. I think the leather would dissolve, faster than the bone. And so
I don't think they'll find anything because there are things called sediment deposits on the bottom of the ocean. So it would get buried unless they're digging at the bottom of the ocean. So, a lot of things don't add up.
The Titanic had a lot of Jewish overtones also. The three rich guys on the Titanic were all Jews. You had the Jacob Astor. You had the Abraham Guggenheim.
What's the significance?
Well, these are rich banker Jews that had to fake their death so that they could avoid their creditors. Because every rich guy has a whole bunch of creditors. And so what you do is you fake your death and all your creditors go away and then you just come back strong.
You're saying they're all bankrupt?
Yeah, you come back strong.
But Phil, that's not true. If you have an estate, the estate has to pay off the creditors. Just because you die doesn't mean you don't have any bills.
Yeah.
Okay, so they could be dead and have $150 million in the bank and they owe $120 million. And believe me, those creditors are going to get that money.
Well, didn't the White Star Line pay off their credits?
I think you're repeating an official story, actually, to be honest with you. They want you to repeat that.
Yeah. I think that's another White Star Line paid off their credits.
Somewhere. Well, I'm with Jim on that topic. I don't think that's going to make any
difference.
You never
get away from your creditors if you have money in the bank. They're going to get you.
I don't trust those three Jews that faked their death on the Titanic. I don't trust them.
Okay. Well, there were some Catholics.
Phil, do you feel the Titanic went down or what? Are you against that too?
They sank a ship out there. They sank a ship out there. I don't know if it was the Olympic or the Titanic, but
there's a lot of stories around. Was it an insurance scam?
Yeah, I saw that.
There was no Titanic.
Yeah.
There was whatever. Yeah, I guess we just don't get to know. Because, again, it's at the bottom of the ocean. Who can verify anything at the bottom of the ocean?
But I do know there were no bodies floating in the ocean because they didn't. I know they had a camera with them because as they were steaming out to the site, the recovery team, they took a picture of an iceberg that had red paint on the side of it. And they took a picture of it saying, this is the iceberg that sank Titanic. And I said, well, that's odd because it's a black and white photo, so you can't see the red paint. But it's like, so you take a picture of a random iceberg, but you don't take a picture of the hundreds of dead bodies that are floating in the water. I mean, so see right there, that shows that they weren't using their camera correctly.
They Phil, how do you know? How do you know it had a red mark on the ice?
Well, because that's how the photo is labeled. It said
you're going to believe ice. That.
Well, I know. It's like you can't, because it's a black and white photo, so you can't see the red paint. But that's what they told us.
I'm surprised though. Why would you believe that?
Yeah. Well, I don't.
I wouldn't believe that. I mean, I would just say.
I don't believe.
You got to pick something to believe. Hey, hold on, Lucas. Why did you send me this picture? What is the significance?
The link above it, the Bondi Beach, they have a woman wrapped in the same flag, and I'm just thinking, who? People just carry their flags to these shootings, man. They.
I got you.
Have you ever wrapped yourself in a flag? I don't know. Like, I'm not anti-patriotic, no. But I'm not. I've never wrapped myself in a flag.
No. Yeah. No.
But it happens at all these shootings. So that was the DC shooting, the second one.
Okay, I got it. And the little Jesus cross here. What's that about?
That was a weird one. I don't remember what that's supposed to be about.
So this was in D.C. this year as well?
Yeah, I think they said a Mexican or some Hispanic came and shot up the Israeli, I don't remember what kind of institution it was, but he said, free Palestine. And so it's just like, okay.
You think that picture's real too?
I think it's staged. That's probably a real photo, but I think it's a staged fake.
I don't believe that's a real picture. I think it's photoshopped or whatever they did.
It could be AI. I don't know, but I mean that's in the official news story.
We used to call it Photoshop. I like Photoshop, like Jim said. Okay, there's automated AI as well, but who knows.
Well, the point is they're trying to present that as if that's an organic thing. When you just think about it, like, who's carrying a flag around with them to wrap themselves with it for the dramatic photo shoot, you know?
No, I agree. So they're sending a message.
Now, Lynn is saying that all the infrastructure of Australia was involved in this hoax, not just the Jews. And yeah. I agree. Just like 9/11,
right.
I mean, Larry Silverstein was not the only one involved. He had a lot of help.
He was a bit player, for Christ's sake. Come on.
He had a lot of help.
He was a bit player. Well, how about Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah.
A fine Roman Catholic. He was the one of the stars of the show.
Yeah. But anyway, they had a lot of help from the guys at the Pentagon. Lot of help from NORAD.
What about Bush? Is he a Jew?
No, you don't. It's not all Jews. Giuliani a Catholic, though. Come on, man. The guy's like a cross dresser. He lived with like a gay couple. Doesn't sound like a strict religious type. I think he's a degenerate pervert, like most people that are selected for office.
Yeah. None of these people are religious people. They pretend.
Right. Right. Point. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Well, come on. None of these people believe in God or anything like that. I don't think that they believe in the death cult, death worship, Kabbalah.
Absolutely.
And I think it can be from any background, totally any background. But I think that's the name of the unnamed religion.
I agree. Hey, fellas, I gotta check out, but looking forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Lucas.
And then
thanks for all the pictures.
Tomorrow night, you got a 2 week coming on.
Thanks. You arranged it. You helped arrange it. Brian Toohey, the fix is in. We're going to talk about, the fix is in. Sports is fixed. Betting is rigged. And what else is new?
Okay. I got some questions lined up. I probably won't be on the whole show or anything, but I'll chime in for a bit. So thanks again, and have a great rest of the night.
All right. See you, Lucas.
Frederick, not every Catholic priest is a homosexual degenerate. I mean, people like to take one thing and just apply it to the entire. That's ridiculous, obviously. But okay,
there are some for sure. I mean, you know, this guy's doing little laughing emojis, but I never met one. So
I've never met one either. So we know certain people are charged. That's what we're told. But do they go to jail? Who knows? Yeah. At the moment, Giuliani is broke and living out of his car. Okay. Supposed to believe that? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't believe so. Yeah.
Now, Lynn, if you want to call it, Lynn, if you want to slide in while in the last half of the show and talk to Jim, Jim wants to say hi.
Oh, sure. I love to talk
to Lynn. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas.
She loves me.
Well, who doesn't, Jim? Come on.
Well,
all right. I'll make space for Lynn. Good night, fellas.
All right. Take care, Lucas. There goes Lucas.
Everybody loves me. They even faked it. They take my name and use it on BitChute. They love me so much, you know.
Okay, where are these channels where everyone's talking about you, Jim? Where can we go?
Phil's channels. He allows people to take my name, use my name. Can you believe that? I would never allow someone to take Phil Crane and post it on my site saying they're Phil Crane. But Phil will let somebody on his site put Rizzoli in there.
Okay, Phil, can you respond? Because I know this is
let's go to
Jim's craw right now. What do we got?
Well, let's go to maybe.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Which one are we going to?
Let's go to that comment section. Can you hear me? It says I broke off. Am I back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go to the second video.
This one?
Yeah.
Gavi and Mulatto Baby?
Or maybe go to the seventh video.
What are we doing?
We're going to find some of the gym bashers.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, no. The gym bashers are on your site. They're not my site.
We're on my site. Yeah.
Everybody's on your site.
Let's go to the comments and see, you might see some.
Go to Nelly Rizzoli. Can you imagine that? Someone taking Nelly. My last name?
Pretty much. That's standard trolling techniques, Jim.
I mean, that's disgusting. I would never allow someone to take Phil's name and put it on my site. But Phil thinks it's okay. There's a problem with it.
Esther did.
Frederick says Ravioli's new bit is disagreeing with everything Phil says now. His handlers changed.
No, things I agree with Phil, but I don't like how he handles his bitching channel.
Okay, the great Lynn Ertel is now in the house. Hello, Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn.
She's connecting.
Okay, I have her connected.
Well, Phil, make your point. You haven't made your point yet.
Well, I don't know. So there's Miss Maskless. She's been bashing Jim a little bit, and. Okay.
Well, no, Phil, I don't care about those people. I care about the people that take my name or use a part of my name or whatever, you know, like Nelly Rizzoli. I mean, really? You know, I have a very unique name. There's not many Rizzolis in the world.
What do you want Phil to do then? What would make
you happy? He should block these people. He shouldn't allow them to post because they're lying. First of all, once they do that, then they lie all about me. You know what I mean?
Is this about BitChute? Because you guys, it really bothers me about these discussions is that it seems like we're in a little ghetto called BitChute.
Yeah.
And that seems to be by design.
BitChute.
Exactly. And they can hit BitChute with all kinds of bots. You don't know. You know, I see people and at least someone, I think it was Cloverfield or somebody pointed out that we don't need ad hominems, that anytime you see an ad hominem statement or argument that doesn't address a question or an issue, but instead casts aspersions on the character or personality involved, that's an ad hominem. We should blow that out of the water. That's a great visual there, blowing it out of the water.
Yeah, Trump's been allegedly doing that all week.
But if we could purge these platforms of the bots and the unnecessary trifling bullshit statements that people, you know, people come on and they just say whatever they feel like and they're not bringing anything to the table.
That's most comments on my website too. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
I just don't like when people lie about me and say things I didn't even say.
Jim, I'm not lying about you when I critically examine that video of you and your brother chasing down a mob of Brazilian soccer fans in Framingham.
So what's your point?
Clown show, and I'm not going to apologize.
Hold on, Lynn. Just be quiet. What's your point?
Ooh,
Well, I think you have a distorted perception.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now, Lynn, I'm going to talk. Can you just be quiet, please? Okay. Let me explain what happened, because Lynn doesn't really care about the truth, okay? My brother Joe and I were in downtown Framingham when the Brazilians took over the town, okay? Hundreds and hundreds of them. We're in the middle of this.
Oh, okay. They took over the town. Oh, they were out partying and drinking. They took over the town.
Lynn, can you please?
They invaded.
Lynn, can you please be quiet? I'll let you respond.
What do you mean took over the town?
Lynn, can you please be quiet, be respectful? I'm going to try to be respectful. I'm going to try. See, I didn't want to really bring Lynn in here.
Go ahead and build a narrative of this crowd.
Okay, hold on. I didn't.
Let's play the video. Let's play the video.
Okay, so what happened was the Brazilians surrounded us, and it was scary. We thought we were going to get beat the shit out of. Okay,
yeah.
and we had to get out of there because they would have done some damage to us. But Lynn doesn't think it happened.
No group of Detroit or
is
Chicago
on Cloverfield
football fans on Cloverfield. Or Philadelphia hockey fans would do something like that, would they?
Lynn, are you saying this didn't happen?
Hey, you know what that is? Jim, I spent 10 years.
Go to Miss Maskless. I know Miss Maskless posted it.
Yeah, we never wore masks.
Are you saying it didn't happen?
Does she have her own channel?
Yeah, Miss Maskless. Yeah, she's got less videos, and you'll find it easier there.
Okay. All right, Miss Maskless.
Yeah, Phil likes this stuff too.
Yeah, that's her channel.
The audience wants to know, since you guys brought it up, and you did.
These people are going back on videos we did 20 years ago.
The third row. First one on the third row.
Watch that video of Jim and his brother at the FIFA. Yeah, there you go. No, Brazilians take over the town again. Have they taken it over yet, Jim?
This is the second time.
Rizzoli's videotaping and gets a cost.
Well, how have they taken it over now? Are they running?
Mr. Rizzoli,
you want me to explain, Lynn? Are you going to shut up so I can explain it?
Attack.
I'll put a link to this video here.
Okay. Are you going to? Can I explain it? Or are you going to watch it? What do you want to do here?
Oh, go ahead.
So lame.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Don't let the video play, because here's the point. Okay.
Video stop.
2006.
Turn off the audio and let the video play.
Okay. In 2006. Okay. We had the World Cup, and the Brazilians won. And what they did is they went downtown. Yeah. They completely took it over. All right.
Did they loot? Did they break into stores?
Lynn, can you shut up, please?
Did they destroy it?
Can you please shut up? Okay. What they did was they got all the Brazilians from all over Massachusetts and Rhode Island to come to Framingham with their cars and drive it off.
Who brought them to Framingham's a suburb of Boston, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they all came in and they completely. What's that?
Who brought them there?
Again, they have a network. And what they did is they told all the Brazilians to come to Framingham. And they did. Lynn, please be quiet. Hold on, Lynn, please be quiet. Okay, I was there. You weren't there. And so they had hundreds and hundreds of them. They had to get the police down there. I mean, they tried to control it, but there was just too many of them. I mean, it was unbelievable what they did.
Did they attack people? Yes or no? Did they attack people? Did they loot?
What?
Did they attack people or destroy property?
No.
I've seen American football
no,
fans.
No, that's
do that
not that's not what I'm talking about here,
I've
Lynn.
I've seen hockey fans riot.
I don't give a crap about the hockey fans. These people, what happened is the cops they couldn't even control it because there wasn't enough cops.
So what? What's that gut? That's unbelievable. A bunch of over-enthusiastics. I'm asking you, what crimes did they commit?
Here's the crimes they committed. They were illegally in the street. You're not supposed to do that.
Wait,
okay?
they're on the sidewalk.
They look so threatening.
They were in the street. They were everywhere. They had cars parked
with Brazilian flags.
Lynn, will you please shut up?
Terrifying.
The cars are driving down the street.
Okay. So they were parked illegally. They were just, again, the cops tried to contain it, but they couldn't. They just went nuts.
Contain what?
Well,
I'm seeing nothing. What's in the video?
Lynn, can
you? What's in the video?
Can you shut up, please?
I'm asking you, what is?
Lynn, can you please shut your mouth?
I'm asking what is in the video.
Get the fake colleges, the
question. Well, no, they were doing this.
Silence you. Okay. Okay, so I'm there. I'm doing a report to show people, because this never has ever happened.
You
in
fabricated this whole narrative right here. You fabricated a phony, fake narrative, and we don't need that. We don't need people going out and manufacturing fear.
What are you talking about? A fake
just
narrative?
Standing there on the street.
I was telling them what was happening.
Hey, there's a
no,
nice
what you want people to think is happening, but
okay, am I a liar?
You should never have posted that video.
Am I a liar, Lynn? Am I a liar?
You're lying. Yeah, on that video, you're
misrepresenting. Oh, I'm lying.
Where's the mob?
I'm lying.
Hey, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people smashing cars. I'm looking for...
That's not what the video is.
Lynn, I see an illegally parked car right there.
Yeah, right.
Wait a second.
Jim, you're a drama queen. You're a drama queen. End of story. And so when I see something like this, I use film.
Look what they're doing there. You think that? The jaywalking?
What are they doing
okay?
there? Tell me.
Jaywalking there. That's not supposed to be running across the street in front of cars, they could cause an accident. That's okay. That's okay for them to do that.
Jim, are you taking the piss out of us right now? Are you joking with us? If you are, this is very funny. It sounds like you're making. Yeah, are you joking with us right now? You're complaining about jaywalking?
Hey, fakeologist, you know what this reminds me? You know what I thought of when I watched this?
What?
Thought of that famous clip.
I never saw this one before.
That famous clip back in a few years
ago. This over here, what you're seeing now, they came over to us and actually knocked my brother almost to the ground. But Lynn doesn't see that, though.
No, I don't. Okay? You didn't get a very good picture of that.
That's right, Lynn, because they knocked my brother.
Your brother must be a pushover.
They knocked my brother.
I've been in real mobs. I know what a real mob is.
Tim, will you do something about Lynn?
I can.
Will you please do something about her? She's not really being too nice here.
Oh, I'm not, because this is exactly the kind
of
thing.
Will you please shut up?
This is the kind of
thing. Okay, they almost knocked my brother to the ground.
It discredits us.
You could say, holy Mac, Tim, this is bad, Tim. You're doing a horrible job, Tim.
Let me tell you what I saw when I watched that.
You invited Lynn. Hold on.
Well, I think we should uninvite her.
I can't.
The video speaks for itself.
She's the star of the show.
Everybody should watch the video and make up their own mind.
Okay.
What Jim's trying to do here.
Okay, you should play this one.
I'll tell you what it reminded me of. Do you remember that famous news report where we had a hurricane?
Yeah.
And they showed this newscaster, a local.
Oh, right. The guy blowing around on the.
Yeah,
on
standing up to his knees in the water. And there's people casually walking back and forth behind him. And he's leaning over to make it look like the wind is blowing him over.
That might have been
what I thought when I watched this.
Okay, you thought about the hurricane.
Yeah,
okay,
this looks so fake.
Jim, what's
you
happening?
You got nothing,
okay,
Jim.
Okay, if Lynn can shut up, I will. If Lynn can shut up, I will explain.
And
okay.
I know you've got a prejudice. I know.
Okay. So what happened here is
a bias against these Brazilians.
Just keep talking. Jim. Don't worry about Lynn.
Okay. So what happened here was, you know, I was talking to one of the cops, and this guy's the assistant chief of police, and he was there, and again, he's all for the illegals. So I went up to him, and I went up to him. And I patted him on the shoulder. I says, "How you doing?" And he, you know what he said to me? He goes, "If you touch me again, I'm going to arrest you."
Yeah, you can't touch a cop, that's for sure.
Can you? No. But the point is, you didn't see in the beginning when the other cop came up to me and he tapped me on the shoulder to talk to me and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And he tapped me on the shoulder. That's okay, huh? So the cop can tap me on the shoulder, but I can't tap that's the cop on the shoulder.
That's why he's deputized. They can touch you whatever they want. That's
no, they can't, Tim. You're wrong. They can't touch you. They can't touch you. It's an assault. If can they, it's an assault for them or me. Okay, you guys, you don't know your law. All right, but let me tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened after all this. You know what happened with that cop? He ended up apologizing to me.
Ooh.
Because they knew he was wrong, and he actually apologized that he did that to me.
All right, okay, all right, take it easy, Phil. Wait, let's get a comment from Phil. Phil, what do you think of this whole event?
It sounds like it was a different cop. It sounds like you touched one cop. And
no, what do you think of this? Is this a fully blown riot? And is Jim LARPing here, according to Miss Massless? Do you agree with that, or what's your take?
Well, I don't see a riot.
You weren't there, Phil. Okay,
I did it in Palm Springs, and what I was looking for was signs of bomb fakery, and so I found some windows that were blown from the inside out, and I thought that was very suspicious. So I videotaped that, and I did ask a few people that were walking around if they had seen the street closed off before the bombing, but they hadn't. Because normally people aren't walking out on that street, and the chances of to actually see somebody who is
Phil, hold on a sec. Do you think Jim is in danger in this video?
I don't see any danger there. No.
Okay, so Phil, can I tell you what happened next?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What happened next was the cop was there, and these Brazilians surrounded us again. Don't get all the video, and we had
a cop or a crossing guard.
We had to get whatever he was. Okay, so we had to get the cop to ask actually. He had to stop it so that we could get the hell out of there. And the cop, he kind of walked us out of there with the Brazilians behind us. They were following us. We didn't know what the hell we were going to do, if they were going to jump us or not. And so we ended up getting the cop to walk us out of there, and we got the hell out of there. It was scary.
Why would they have jumped you? Why would this crowd of soccer fans have jumped you or your brother?
They hate us.
Oh,
did they know? Were you well known in the town?
Yeah, they knew.
You're walking around with the video camera, and they see you filming them, and so that's why they ganged up on you.
Yes.
Bullshit.
So, were you inciting the incident by doing so? Do you think?
What difference? We're just doing a video. I'm not. If it's inciting him, it's not my problem.
We're trying to just get a video.
Oh, come on, Lynn. This is something that happened to us. I mean, really.
Wait, hold on. This is him. Wait, hold on.
I spoke out, you know, quite a bit against the immigration and the immigrants. Now, they would come after us a little bit. They never really wanted to, they never harmed us, but we were in situations that I wouldn't say were good, all right, in the immigrants. Now, they never harmed us. But
now I'm trying to catch the video of this at the same time, and also looking back and videotaping back, because we don't know if these people are going to come after us.
I tell you, Miss Massless did a pretty good job putting this video together.
She's a video editor.
Yeah, and Phil likes to believe nonsense. There you go.
So Jim knows that these tourists, they weren't tourists who flew in for the World Cup.
You know, Lynn, you know what gets me about you? That you actually believe that these immigrants are good.
I didn't say that. You're conflating.
These people are not good people.
You're conflating.
They would harm you in a second if you knew what was going on.
I see.
Okay. You've never been around them. You've never been in their presence.
Lynn,
you're just a typical Jew that's never been in any problem. Okay? Come on, Lynn. You're just a typical Jew that's never had... You've never been in a situation that your life has been endangered.
I'm going to sum up my problem with Jim. Jim would choke on a flea, choke on a gnat, but swallow an elephant. That's the problem I have with Jim. And that's what's happening.
Okay, you better break that down for the heart of
this
thinking.
A crowd of soccer fans, and not even particularly rowdy. I've seen sports fans who riot because they lost the Super Bowl, or, you know, Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia. I was up in Philadelphia for the Broad Street Bullies, the Philadelphia Flyers when they won the Stanley Cup. That is a rioting crowd of fans. This video right here, to me, just shows some really kind of sedate, rather quiet soccer fans.
They were just wandering around. Yeah. They didn't
even know. I'm watching the video and thinking, well, surely they're going to smash a car. They're gonna.
They never did stuff like that. Okay. And you can't compare them to the Americans.
Now here's the Vancouver riots after your Boston, boys.
Yeah, the Americans.
They don't mess around in Vancouver. I guess they're all like.
But we're dealing with
pansies and
we're dealing with two different people here. Okay. Most of these people, you have to, again, you guys listen to me, you just keep talking, all right? Most of these people are illegal aliens.
You found that out because you walked up and you interviewed
them. Lynn, will you please shut up?
You were so brave.
Lynn, will you please? Holy mackerel.
Hey, were you so brave?
Will you shut up? You just, I don't want to talk. I'm trying to explain this to
you,
the difference between the Americans and the Brazilians. Most of the illegals in that video, most of them are illegal, so they can't do anything.
How would I know that?
Most of them are illegal, 90% of them, okay? So now, if they did anything that people saw they were doing wrong, like breaking something or whatever, they'd get arrested. The police would get them. That's why they behave themselves. They're just rowdy. They're rowdy people. The Americans.
You're following them around, waiting for them to do something wrong.
Oh, boy.
Think they're all illegal immigrants. None of them.
Look at that. They're rocking a car. Was there any fires at that? At that demonstration of the soccer, like there was in Vancouver. Look at that.
Yeah, that's
now that's
real.
A riot.
That's for real.
Vancouver knows how to riot. That's a good one. That's the best riot we've ever had.
Hey, listen, I went to that video that Jim posted three times.
Whoa.
Trying
that's
to
amazing,
find
man.
Something that would justify him getting out there to take a video of a crowd of soccer fans and then.
Well,
saying,
do you understand what we did?
Not immigration.
Can I?
Problem.
Can I talk?
And it wasn't even that big of a crowd.
Go ahead. You can talk over. Just talk.
I don't. Crowd. Look, Tim, you're doing a horrible job. Keeping this under control because I'm trying to.
I can't control.
Well, you could shut off her video audio there.
But then. Then she get mad at
well,
me.
Well, that's too bad. I'm trying. See, trying, he, trying she comes against me.
Caught.
Look, she's a bully.
You've
here.
Been caught.
Okay,
caught
he is a bully. She's trying to
you're
bully me. I'm trying to explain to you what happened
video,
because
you
weren't there.
And decide
all right, I'm
himself.
Trying to explain it, but she's not letting me explain it because she's a bully. Lynn, have you ever been married? My God, I wouldn't
have.
I must have been
a
horrible, horrible marriage. Holy mackerel.
If you want to have a discussion, if you want to have a serious discussion about immigration as a problem, that's one thing. But to get out there on the street and video a bunch of soccer.
Okay, Lynn, do you understand why? Okay, the reason.
And then tell us they were threatening you and your brother.
Can I explain the reason why?
That's some candy. That's some candy.
Can I explain why we were there?
Because I'm someone that was out there in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, boy.
Fighting cops. I know what it looks like.
My brother Joe and I had a cable show, and we were putting this on the cable show so the people in the town could see it. So that's why we're there. We do cable, right? We put in for the cable show. So I don't know why Lynn would have a problem with that. We're just doing something that we do.
Soccer fans are going to beat us up. Oh, Mr. Police. And then you go running to the cops.
You know, Lynn, I hate to say this. Lynn,
I hate that.
I'm going to say something here.
Go running to the cops and say,
okay, hold on, hold on. Lynn, you are a disgusting woman. You really are. I've never met a woman like you in my life. You're absolutely disgusting. All right. The way you talk to me, I'm a lot, I can't believe it that you won't even let me talk.
I can't believe you posted that video and expected people.
I can't believe you won't. Well, you can have your own opinion of it. I don't care what you say.
What do we all think of that video?
Put it in the chat. What does everyone think in the video?
It's self-evident truth. He made something out of nothing. Out of a nothing, and I hate that.
Yeah, because you support the illegal immigrants. You're a typical Jew. You're a typical Jew who supports the illegal immigrants.
That's
no,
what's
I
wrong.
Don't. No, I don't. That's but Ann people Hollenham. Like you make us look stupid. That video makes us look stupid.
Okay, hold on. We got a request from Till. He says, please give Phil Tuesdays. Jim and Lynn get.
Oh,
Boomer
no. I'll never be on a show with her again. She's out. She's out of control. She's out of control. I thought it would be nice to have her back on, but she's absolutely insane. This woman
go
is
back and we,
completely
and we look at
insane.
And
there's
we
an old
see
saying, be careful
what his
what
idea of a riot is. That's Jim's idea of a riot.
Of course, Phil goes along with Lynn because, you know, why not, right? Because Phil doesn't know what the hell's
Jim,
going on
is
either.
That video, is that video Phil, your idea of a riot? And your response is to say, well,
Phil,
you don't know. You don't know what they were doing. They're all illegal
Phil, was
immigrants.
That, was that a riot? Was that a riot?
Well,
riot,
yeah, I do believe that people got agitated because the Rizzolis were filming them. And so what they did is they formed a pack mentality and started harassing them. But that was only because they were getting filmed. But no harm came of it. So
that's right.
I didn't see anything.
But
burning.
You explained it right. It was a mob mentality. It was definitely a mob mentality. And
because they don't like getting filmed. But you know, we get the mob mentality also if somebody comes in with a video camera and starts filming.
Were the Brazilians there first, or were you with your video camera there first? Who was there first?
I don't know. I mean, we could have got it at the same time. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You went to go video the Brazilians.
Well, we heard they were going downtown, so we went downtown to record it.
Okay. So isn't that like jumping into the lion's?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at it. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're taking our life at hand going down there.
You were waiting.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We had no idea what was going to happen.
I'll give it for
we had no idea, and we were waiting for these.
You were waiting
for these Brazilian soccer fans to do.
Well, we were just recording the event. Okay, that's all we were doing.
What did you think was going to happen, though?
We didn't think that was going to happen.
He was hoping something would happen. That's why he was there.
No, we didn't think.
Here in Palm Springs, we have lots
this
of.
This is how you make your argument.
We have lots of LGBTQ gatherings. In fact, they advertise them every week. I could go to one of those gatherings and I can take my video camera and I can walk through the crowd and film them. And they would form a mob mentality against me also because they see a white guy filming them. But I just choose not to do that. And because it's not my thing. And, you know, because they're really, when they get together in a pack, they say a lot of outrageous things, you know.
I thought the most packed, like dangerous soccer guys were English, actually.
Yeah.
The ones that wear the St. George's cross. So that's what I think they're some of the more famous ones.
Jim's
so my
never
point
seen
is
a white
that,
riot.
Lynn, you can't compare the Brazilians with the Americans. The Americans are violent, okay? The Brazilians, again, they're all illegal. They're not going to do violent things because if they get caught, they're going to throw them out of the country.
But how did you know every one of those Brazilians?
They were. Because, Lynn, we know this. We know this. They admit it.
Lynn, they're wearing Brazilian illegal immigrant shirts.
Yeah, and waving illegal immigrant flags. 90%
of the Brazilians in Framingham at the time are illegal.
This
and the Brazilian,
exactly
look at, if Lynn will let me talk, I have a video. I have
exactly
a video of a Brazilian who admitted that. He said 90% of us are illegal.
Did you get on camera and interview him?
This doesn't look like much of a riot.
It would have been nice, Jim, if you'd interviewed at least one person there and established the fact that they were an illegal immigrant. But you didn't even do that.
Lynn, they were illegals, believe me. We know that.
Frederick says, Ravioli, aren't those Brazilians God's children just like you?
Yeah.
Kate Emmett says, funny thing is both Jim and Lynn are very similar, which makes it all the more funny, separated at birth.
No, Lynn has no respect. Okay,
not for that video. I'm disrespecting your video, and
well,
I'm saying
you're a very disgusting woman, Lynn.
You and your brother
disgusting
are clowns.
because she disagrees with you.
I hope you will change your priorities and rethink them.
Lynn, really, I never have, look, I'm 73 years old. I've never met a woman like Lynn.
Wait, who's older? Who's older? Lynn, are you 73 at least?
74.
Uh-oh, Jen.
Oh, she's older than me.
It doesn't matter. I would never, if I went out to take a video like that,
Lynn, you wouldn't have the balls to do it.
I've been out in the street, you asshole.
You wouldn't have the balls to do it. You're a coward. You would never do something like this.
Jim, do you know what Brazilian jiu-jitsu is? That's what I see. When I saw those Brazilian soccer fans, those are the same people I roll around on a sweaty mat with over at the gym.
Lynn does jiu-jitsu, Jim. You better watch out.
At the school with the martial arts, the MMA. But to feel they're jiu-jitsu. A threatening crowd.
I can't hear you because she's talking.
We don't need drama queens. And we don't need bullshit videos like that do absolutely nothing to enlighten the discussion over illegal immigration, but instead make people look like idiots. That's what that is.
Hold on.
We got a red-blooded American in here. Dookie Foot from Arkansas. Hello.
Thanks,
Dookie Foot. What's going on here?
Hey, I'm about 7 minutes behind because I had to take a little pause break.
You haven't missed a thing.
I bet. I mean, it's like listening to mom and dad at the table. One's a Hillary supporter, one's a Trump supporter, almost.
who's winning, mom or dad?
Mama. I mean, they're both acting like women, of course. But I think the actual woman is winning because I mean. Jim hasn't really, I mean, I'm 7 minutes behind, but Jim hasn't brought anything to the table that's like worth even.
Well, what do you want me to bring to the table?
Dude, something substantive. I mean,
what do you want me to bring to the table? This video was done 20 years ago. Okay.
Okay.
So what do you want me to bring to the table?
You're talking, come on. That's the biggest thing I've ever heard.
What, I can't hear you. What did you say?
And you're bitching about some dickhead jaywalking? Come on.
I'm just showing you what they were doing. Okay, they were doing this all over the town. Okay,
swallow an elephant.
It was dangerous. Yeah. Okay, it was a very dangerous thing.
That's exactly what you're doing. You would choke on a fucking flea, but swallow the elephant. Like,
yeah, okay, yeah, all right, yeah. You never probably was involved with illegal immigrants either. Another coward call. Okay,
that would. I'm not being a coward. Hey, I'm just saying.
Have you ever been with illegal immigrants? Have you ever been with them?
Hold on. How do you know that Dookie Foot's not a Brazilian?
I don't give a shit.
Have you
ever been with them? How many
Dookie?
Come on, Dookie. Have you ever been with illegals?
Listen, I live right next to the Tyson fucking hub, and all they did for decades was bring truckloads of Mexicans in here illegally.
Did you know them personally?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Did you know them personally? Did you ever meet an illegal immigrant?
What, have I been to their house? No, I haven't been to their house.
Okay, so there you go. You've never met them. You know nothing about them.
No, I have. Nah, hold on. I'm going to turn boomer for a second, too. Don't fucking put actions and shit inside my mouth because I haven't
said
that.
You're a coward. You're a coward. You've never met them. You've never been with them. So you really can't talk about that.
I've worked with Tyson.
You can't give me any advice because you've never experienced them, right? Is that true or what?
You're wrong.
100% wrong.
Let's talk about Jim's comment on a video that Phil posted. I think Phil posted it of a TSA blue shirt feeling up a baby's diaper, allegedly looking for
drugs.
Okay,
so what's wrong with that? What's the matter with that?
And
what happened?
Well, because the amount of drugs that baby would be carrying is.
Well, no, I mean, Jim
made an argument. He made an argument in the thread, actually trying to justify that kind of search on the grounds.
Well, that's what they do.
They're smuggling drugs in with the baby.
Why do you think they were checking the baby?
Because
it's a police state, Jim. And that's what you like. You want to have a real ID. Jim is essentially the one who's going to use this immigration issue to impose a police.
No, it's too. It's too late now.
A police
it's
state on late. The rest of us. That's why he was sucking up that cop.
It's too late now, Lynn. It's too late. We're done. Okay, the real ID's here. We're done. Okay, so there you go. Case closed.
What is the TSA? Hold on, Jim. Let me ask you a question. What is?
Hold on. Wait.
What is the real? Dookie. What does the real ID mean for you? How is that going to impact your life, Jim?
It doesn't impact my life.
So then, why are you talking about it? Why does it matter?
Well, it came up in conversation. We were talking about what it's going to do for everybody else.
It doesn't impact my life.
And we're going to be able to catch those Brazilians jaywalking if they got real ID. That's such
a high priority.
You know, Tim, I really don't like how you're making fun of this.
Jim, you weren't there.
I wasn't there to see what was going on.
You only saw a little bit of what was going on.
Okay, so it's very unfair for you to make a smart ass comment like that because you weren't there. Okay,
I can't change my nature. I've always been a smart ass. Hold on, Fake Nukes Phil, last comment because we're up against the wall here.
Oh, I was just going to mention about that TSA search. I think they operate the same as the police. I don't believe they search anyone unless they have a prior or something tip them off, right? Or they searching the baby for drugs was probably because they had a history of this particular passenger, and yes, you're not going to find a big stash in the diaper of a baby, but we don't know the whole story. I believe the TSA had prior engagements with this passenger, and that's what I have to say about that.
Well, that's your version of the
story. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we don't know why they were searching the baby.
I didn't even get to see that.
Yeah,
there's
a short little clip. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we've gone about an hour. This has been quite a bang up show, I have to admit. I didn't think anything like this would happen, but
well, that's all I can say to all you guys. You never been with all the illegals like we have. Okay, you have no clue what it's like to be in a town full of illegals.
I've lived next door to them, Jim.
You have no clue.
Jim, you're absolutely right wrong. Next to me, I've lived next door to illegals from Honduras. My next door neighbors for a couple of years were illegals from Honduras. They had to self-deport a few years ago. So you don't know
what the hell
lived in New York City. I've lived in Philadelphia.
So what was your experience?
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
So Lynn, what was your experience?
You know nothing about the problem.
So what was your experience?
Most of the immigrants are pretty well behaved.
Okay, those neighbors were okay?
And it takes jobs. It drives down wages. And it takes jobs away from Americans. It's economically unfair to people who were born here. It makes my U.S.
And who gives them those jobs? Other Americans that take advantage of them, too.
No, Jews do it. It's only the Jews who give them jobs.
They're the nicest people in the world. Don't you know that?
Okay. So Lynn is being sarcastic. I hope you got that, Jim. It's not... It's everybody. Everyone
participates
in the economy.
Foods?
There's lots of blame to go around. Yeah.
Is Tyson Foods owned by Jews? I don't know. Is Smithfield Hams owned by Jews?
Tyson Foods is a publicly traded company. So you and
we're talking about the banks. I think the richest bankers are Jewish. And the rich bankers decide who does well in all the other.
A banker
I think that's a valid argument. Absolutely.
Bankers don't own the bank, though, do they?
Right. But Jews are prevalent in media, academia. No doubt about it.
Bankers own the bank.
Exactly, Carlos.
Do bankers own the bank?
Well,
is all the money in a Jewish-run bank Jewish money? Answer.
Hey, no. I work with the illegals, okay, with immigrants. Okay. I've worked with them, okay? So don't tell me
I know
about immigrants, okay? You know,
me too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Come on. You know,
Springdale is absolutely flooded with illegals.
Yeah, you're working with him, right?
Does it matter to me? No, it doesn't.
Listen, Kilmore Abrego Garcia lived 20 minutes down the road from me in College Park. We got more immigrants. Maryland is one of the targeted states for bringing in hordes of illegals. The county executive in Baltimore County here just proposed declaring Baltimore County a sanctuary county and refusing to cooperate with ICE. So I'm living right in the middle of it, Jim. Well, and we don't need people bringing bullshit to the table.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not doing it now. That was 20 years ago.
Well, hey, I just want to say something real quick, and I'll let y'all go, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. Thank you. Jim, you know who else goes out on the streets and makes videos of things and then pretends like it's something else that's going on? Crisis actors.
Oh, so I'm a crisis actor?
Alex Jones.
At least that video you were. So, I mean,
really?
If you were a crisis actor then, I don't think a crisis actor changes their stripes, but hey, I appreciate you taking the phone.
Well, thanks for your nonsense. Okay, thank you.
Dookie Foot. Okay, wow. This is a good show. Very, very
I'm actually holding out hope for Jim.
Yeah.
Finally grow up and get his priorities straight.
All right, so Lynn, hopefully you won't have to keep complaining about me because you did a lot of complaining tonight. How's that?
I'm commenting. I'm free to comment and criticize.
Well,
I criticize mass media out there for manufacturing fear often. For failing to address serious issues. That's what I see you doing. Making up drama over nothing and
Lynn,
failing miserably to enlighten
that
people.
That was 20 years ago, Lynn.
Well, now you got Judy Wood. So
okay, 20 years
ago. Don't start with Judy Wood. That's another show. Well, Jim, thank you for your idea to invite Lynn on the show. It really
hopefully will be the last time.
And Fake News Phil, you're very quiet on your own show tonight. I'm sorry you got kind of bombed.
I guess it was a pile on Jim night.
Didn't start off that way. We were all very respectful, I would say. Everyone was having a good time, but it did escalate.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to next. Oh, we won't be here next week. So
yeah, that's Christmas Eve.
We might do something Monday or something. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, we'll all be in touch. But it's going to be, I'll send out the schedule as it goes because I don't have it in my head right now, but I'll make it up as I go along as I always do. So
there you go.
Jim, I hope the blood pressure didn't get too high tonight. And I hope you have a good sleep and get up on time. Thanks for joining us as well.
All righty.
All right. And Jim has his own Wonka Talk with Diane every morning on BitChute. Fake Nukes Phil has his own channel, phil@fakeologist.com. Of course, Lynn is with us every Tuesday, the Lynn Ertel Show, where she goes unleashed. You can call her on her show, too, and join in if you want to challenge Lynn. Lynn is lynn@fakeologist.com. And I'm ima@fakeologist.com if you want to email me. I really appreciate everyone joining. Tomorrow is Brian Toohey. He just confirmed again tonight he will be here if he can get in the studio. I told him what to do. So we're going to talk about something a little different, that all sports is fixed. And I'm going to ask him if there's any way to make money on all sports being fixed. Because if you can't beat them, join them. All right, guys. Have a great night. Thank you. And see you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.